you know, the prophets of old spoke in cryptic code, right? In other words, they saw things that nobody else saw in the future. Now, the church age, the church, we see the whole pie. We have the whole Bible. We have the whole truth, the complete written word of truth. And this partiality stuff's got to go. We even know what's going to happen in the future with the tribulation because it's already written. And we can rightly divide it. We took the prophets of old and we put all the puzzle pieces together and we see the whole pie, you know. We already know that AI is going to, they're going to worship AI. They're going to worship the machine man, you know. We already know Babylon will fall. We already know that they're just going to have a one world government eventually. We know all the true believers, John 3:16, will be persecuted just like they are now, just like they were before. Everything's happening now. Everything's in the now. When that Bible was compiled together by God, not man, it gave us the complete picture. It gave us the complete picture. I'm going down the highway. I'm looking at all these chemical trails. They're really trying to make rain. The next day or two, they are clouding the skies for sure. Not sure what their agenda is. I don't know if they're trying to hold the heat in or make rain. I don't know what they're doing. Or pretend, make fake global warming. Who knows? If we go away from the outward to the inward, we can see the narcissistic games, we can see the trigger points, we can see the fake realities, we can see the flesh mind, we can just be aware of the spiritual warfare going on. There will always be people, if you're saved, trying to make you doubt your salvation. And it might go to next level stuff, you know. It might move to the next level, but these things were written that you may know that you have eternal life. He that believes on the Son, he that has received Christ by faith. Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, by faith. It's all by faith. I'm behind this big transfer truck. It says clean. I'm going to see what it says above it. QT 20. Queen Transport. Crazy world. Everything's coded. You know everything's coded because the Alpha and the Omega. He said he is the Word. He's the Alpha and the Omega. The only way you can, the only reason you can speak and know language is because of Jesus. He created the languages. He split the languages up. You couldn't learn a language without Jesus. He is the language. God is love. So he gave us a language so we could communicate with each other, which is commune. And if you can communicate with each other, it's wild stuff. Don't be surprised if somebody projects onto you what's really in them. Don't be surprised. Do not be surprised. If you could find a few people who are awake and are, who have awakened from this 3D natural mind slumber that everybody's born in, then you're blessed. Just a few people. Just come across a few people. How do you determine the true spiritual gifts from the fake ones? It has to line up with the Word. It has to line up with the Word. I think sometimes some people have like a guilt complex. Instead of seeing their sin and their guilt and their stuff, they have to project it onto somebody else. That's why they have to have somebody else in their world that will receive it. And if they don't, they'll go find somebody else to receive it. It's wild. Trip, to be honest with you. It is a trip. If God is sending somebody a message to them, but they don't want to hear that message, then what are they going to do? They're going to try to project it out to somebody else. I mean, if they don't want to hear it, but they know it, they know God is speaking to them, but they don't want to hear it. They've got to push it out to somebody else. Now, it might be they could apply it to themselves and then throw it out there to the world, you know. But if they don't want to heed it, they definitely got to throw it out to somebody else. Think about that. Really think about that. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it?